This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 512, Mandy's Advanced Vocab System and Video Journal.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Mandy, a Three Keys student who wrote the best essay about tech and transport this month. Learn how she gets an 8+ vocabulary and develops winning IELTS habits.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Continuing with my Happy New Year wishes. I can't stop wishing everybody a Happy New Year because I'm just so excited for 2018. There are amazing, amazing projects that we have planned at All Ears English and IELTS Energy. And to continue with our theme of positive forward momentum, inspiring student stories for you guys, we are talking to Mandy today. A Three Keys student. She wrote the best essay last month for our Writing Wizard contest. Now, one reason why I was so excited that you won, and that means I get to talk to you, is because I felt like I knew you already because I see your name in our Facebook group all the time. So, Mandy, welcome.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, Mandy, tell us, like, what do you get from your participation in our Facebook group? Like, how useful do you find that?
Well, before Three Keys IELTS, I was really... I find IELTS as my... Waterloo. I mean, when I find IELTS, I feel that I met my Waterloo because it seems like an unsurmountable and a big obstacle that hinders my dreams. So when I found Three Keys IELTS, it really helps me, and it gives me the strategies and techniques that might help me to get that 7.
Okay, can I just pause right here because your vocabulary is incredible. I mean. Like the obstacle that hinders my whatever. It's amazing. And then you said my Waterloo moment. Can you explain that?
Yeah, because when you say you met your Waterloo, it means that you met something that is very difficult to defeat. I think that comes from the Napoleon Bonaparte when he had the war in Waterloo. This is the war that he was defeated. So whenever we met something, whenever we met something that we think that it is impossible to overcome, it means that we met our Waterloo. Right.
That's amazing. I don't think I've ever even said that before myself. Like, that is super high level. That's amazing. An idiom based on a Napoleon Bonaparte battle. That is, that's an IELTS energy first, man. You're making history. Okay. So Mandy has thrown herself into our preparation program, and she is one of the most active people in our Facebook group, I can safely say. What do you post about? Like, how do you participate in there?
I'm sorry, about what?
In our closed Facebook group. You participate a lot in there. What do you like about that?
Well, what I like about it is that every time I'm posting my questions, I can easily get the answer from you. And I also have questions that some of my co-reviewers are having their answer. So it's easy because we are sharing each and everyone our insights, and they are giving us advices, especially those who have taken all their IELTS already. And another thing is that in our Facebook group, there are lots of exercises, like the tips for the week, or we have this writing wizard that I love, and like something like that. There are lots of things. Yeah.
Was this the first time that you entered the writing wizard contest?
Yes, this is the first time.
Awesome. So what made you enter this time? And you've seen it posted every month, right? Like you like participating in this stuff. So what made this month your first time to enter?
Actually, I only got this course on October, so I missed the November exam, and then in December I tried to do the writing wizard exam, and I'm hoping that I will get the chance to win, but actually I'm hesitant. At first I was hesitant to send my essay because I don't know if it's good.
But that's the thing, it doesn't matter. Like, you lose nothing by entering this thing. It's free. You just like press a button and you're done. Like, and then like you don't know until unless you're like the one person that wins, and then I send you an email. So guys, just to give you a little peek into Mandy's amazing writing, I'm just gonna read just the first sentence, okay? And you guys will understand how incredible this is. All right. So the first sentence of her task two essay says, "The quest for amelioration of worldwide transport systems and the unceasing probe for automotive modernization have been etched in the bloodstream of automakers for centuries." Oh my God, like it's incredible. And then, thus, the probable extensive utilization of self-driving cars is not impossible to happen nowadays. Oh my God. Okay, Mandy, what? Okay, why is your vocabulary so amazing?
Oh, well, of course, we're talking here about technology, about transportation and advantages and disadvantages. So I think this is a very familiar common topics in the IELTS. So if you're an IELTS candidate and you're not prepared for these topics, so I think you're not taking your IELTS review seriously, right?
This is true. This Mandy is a very valid point. the question for this month is, could definitely be something you would see on IELTS, right? And yeah, technology and transport. These are two like classic IELTS topics that you guys should definitely be prepared for. So the question this month was, as technology develops, the likelihood of driverless cars is increasing. What are the advantages and disadvantages of this development? So I write these questions every month, and of course I try to make them exactly like something you'd find on the test. And I'm trying to include more like advantage disadvantage questions, because students seem to have more questions about that, as far as like how similar they are to argument essays. So I'm trying to give you guys some more practice as far as those are concerned. Guys, I will put Mandy's incredible first sentence of her essay and this task question in the blog post for this episode. So come back to IELTS Energy. IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 512. Okay, so Mandy, let's talk a little bit about your writing development and how you came to be such an amazing writer, because this essay is incredible. So did you study writing before our course?
Actually, I had a lot of review that I take before, because I have taken my IELTS last 2011. That was 7 years ago, and I had my I had my not online exam, online course, but I had my face to face class for the exam, for the IELTS. But then after that, I only got the 6.5 score, and then I take a break from IELTS, and then this June I also had my online course, but not from 3Keys. That is from other course, but those are limited like 10 hours of review. And after that course, I think I still need more to practice, and I still have a lot of things to do, and I feel that I'm not yet ready for the exam, so I took this 3Keys IELTS. And then actually writing for me before, it was very challenging, because can you imagine the task two is 250 words, so what I'm gonna write about technology that will give me a 7. Okay, so when I had these 3Keys, I think it's quite easier because of the template, and it will tell you what are you going to write in the introduction, your paragraph 2 and 3, and your summary. So it's really an ease to have this 3Keys strategy. And another thing is the brainstorming method. So it really helps you a lot, because before, oh my God, how can I have these 10 ideas? Just to fill these 250 words. Then when I got this strategy that you only have this one advantage or two disadvantage like that, and then you will just post reasons and examples. Then after that, I can easily make a 250 word essay. Yes.
Yeah, I think you were beyond the 250 there. You were approaching the 300s possibly. Like it was a really good essay. And now you have to try and make it shorter. I know it's funny that you said like before 250 words seemed insurmountable. It seemed like this crazy mountain of words. And now now the challenge is actually making the word count shorter to like be in that 40 minutes. That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, the way you are approaching this is a model for other students. Like you're using the template, but you are using it in ways that show your skill, right? Like it's not like you're just copying something and then filling in other things that aren't high scoring. That's not it. Like you're taking what we give you and you're adding to that, right? Yes. You have your own vocab, your own ideas.
Yes.
And that's how we get that 7 or that 8. I think you're going to score really well, if I may say so. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your vocabulary first, okay? Because it's amazing. So what's your secret? How do you learn and are able to use so many high-level words?
Well, I really love reading, and whenever I am reading like novels or textbooks, even nursing textbooks, when I was in college, I have my pen and paper with me, and whenever I encounter those difficult words or in words that are not easily comprehend, that I cannot comprehend, I mean, I will write it down, and then later on I will look for the meaning in the dictionary, and also the spelling and what part of speech is it a noun or a verb, and so that I can easily know how to use it.
You have to be using these to be able to remember them like you are. I mean, you've been using amazing vocabulary this whole conversation. So do you practice saying them out loud, or like how do you make yourself remember them and then you're able to produce them?
For example, I am I will relate a certain word or adjective to a certain person. For example, the word gregarious. I saw this word before, and then I know that the meaning is sociable. So I will relate this to my father, who is a sociable person. So whenever I think of my father, I will think the term gregarious. So I will never forget it. So the other word is audacious. So I will think of someone who is audacious or daring and fearless. So I will relate it to him so that I will be able to remember the meaning of this. And
go ahead.
And I am also, I will search the how to pronounce it, and I will repeat that word several times so that I will be able to pronounce it properly.
That is fantastic, you guys, listeners. Okay, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I am going to put in these amazing vocabulary words that Mandy has shared, and I'm also going to put in her step-by-step method for remembering and using them. And I think the key point here is the association. Guys, if you listened to the episode with Vitor a couple weeks ago, he talked about this as well, like the way he made himself use the vocabulary and remember it is by picturing himself in a situation in which he would use that word, right? Like associating it to like a real life situation, right?
Yeah,
where you
yeah.
would actually say this. So guys, finding your own personal connections to new words, that's the key, but then also to make yourself use them. And like Mandy is saying, learn how to pronounce them correctly. Say it out loud 50 times, maybe not 50, but enough times that you remember. Okay, so much good advice today, Mandy. And then there's a couple more things that you have added to your IELTS practice, which I find very motivational, very inspirational. One of them is you started a journal. Is that right?
Yes. Just recently, this 2018, I challenged myself to do a video diary, in which I am videoing myself, and I am talking about anything, and that way I will practice my speaking. And instead of talking yourself in the mirror, I'll rather record myself so that I will be able to watch it, and then I will be able to know what are those words that I say wrongly and how I pronounce, if I pronounce it in the proper way, or my grammar are correct or not. So aside from that, I also have my daily journal, in which I, every night before sleeping, I'm writing everything that happens in that day. So
that's so good, you guys. That's so awesome. I love this video diary idea, though. And you don't have to post it on YouTube. Like, you don't have to share it with the world. You keep yours for yourself, right, Mandy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and that's totally fine, guys. I mean, you can throw it out there to the world if you want, but I think this is such a fun way of talking out loud to yourself, you know, and to develop this habit of it. Like, every day I'm going to record this video blog, and then tonight I'm going to write in my journal. And writing, guys, I can't tell you, I can't talk enough about the mental benefits of writing. I actually challenged myself this year to start writing more in my free time, which I haven't been doing because I write so much for my job that I haven't like just done it for myself, you know? And so I got this creative writing book from the library, and I've been like going through all the exercises every night. But it's such an incredible way of just leaving your mind for a while, leaving the world for a while, and just, you know, creating a space that you'd like to inhabit. So writing is writing and reading. That's really the two keys today. Writing and reading is what helps us. Okay. Mandy, do you have any last tips or advice for our listeners in their 2018 IELTS journeys?
Oh, well, as I said earlier, you should be prepared of the things that you can be prepared of, like the topics that are very familiar. You should be prepared for it, for like movies, technology, transportation, holidays. If you're not prepared with it, it means you're not prepared at all with IELTS, right? So I know that we cannot surmise what are we gonna get during the IELTS exam, but at least prepare for what is common, right?
I love it. Just like straight and direct, Mandy. But seriously, that's so true. Like that sort of goes towards, on the show, sometimes we say control what you can, you know, and that's exactly what we're talking about. I love it, guys. Okay, Mandy, it was so nice to meet you. And you know what? You're going to get amazing scores when you take that test at the end of February. Yeah. And then you're going to come back on the show to talk about how awesome you are. Okay.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, to be in this podcast again in March. I'm optimistic, and I want to claim that victory.
Oh my God, I love your vocabulary so much. I want to like hug all of your words. Just give a big hug to all of your sentences. They make me so happy. Okay. All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Mandy, and keep going, and I'm sure I'll talk to you on Facebook in the next couple months, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mandy. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.